I think some of you know that I was born and grew up in Hawaii. Do any of you know what the weather is like in Hawaii? Is it hot or cold? It's hot. And on a morning like this morning here in Oregon, most of the people in Hawaii would be all bundled up in jackets and sweaters and feel like it's really, really cold. And that's the kind of weather that I grew up in, where it's always warm. And when I got ready to go to school to Michigan, some friends of mine gave me a gift. And this is what they gave me. Do you know what this is? It's a scarf. I had no idea what this was or what it would be used for. And they told me, well, you wrap it around your neck for when it gets cold. And I thought, well, I had heard that it would be cold there in Michigan. And I knew that I would have to dress warmly. But I had no idea how cold can be. It was so cold, I would put this around my neck and I would still be cold. And it would actually hurt when I would breathe. All up my nose and down my throat, it would hurt. So I actually ended up wrapping this around my face so that I would breathe through this, so the air wouldn't be so cold. And it felt like my ears were gonna fall off. So I had this special hat that had fur inside that covered my ears. It was cold, colder than it ever gets here in Roseburg. And I learned something about cold weather that I did not know while I was in Hawaii. And I learned about things that people need to do to stay warm in cold weather like that. And you know, boys and girls, the Bible is kind of that way. What does the Bible teach us about? Right, the love of the Lord. And you know, there are people who read the Bible and they don't understand that. They just think the Bible has strange stories from a long time ago that really have nothing to do with us today. But the Bible really is about the love of God for us. And do you know how you can understand that? When you choose to let Jesus live in your heart, and when you choose to love Jesus, all of a sudden, the Bible is not just a bunch of strange old stories. It is all about God and how much He loves you. And the only way we can understand that is if we make sure Jesus is always with us and that we love Him and let Him be a part of our lives. And so I hope you boys and girls will always choose Jesus so you understand what the Bible's telling us and know that God loves you very, very much. Just like I learned about what this is for when I went to Michigan. Can we pray together? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us and for coming to our world to be our Savior. Thank you for each one of these boys and girls, and I pray that you will bless them and help them to always let you live in their hearts. Help them so that they will always understand from the Bible how much you love us and how you're one day coming to take us home to heaven. Help each one of these boys and girls so they'll be ready for that wonderful day along with all of their families. We pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you. If you boys and girls can pick up those baskets.